I'm Hank Stoltz. Time now for Voice of Business, presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce and sponsored by Fidelity Bank. And joining us now is the chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank, Ed Manzi. Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Hank. How are you?
Good, thank you. And Ed, on the line with us, and I know that you're going to be having a conversation, and we're looking forward to it, is Josh Page, principal and owner of JP Electric & Son. Josh is a husband, a father, an entrepreneur, owner of JP Electric & Son, Rural Electric, Patriot & Patriot Electric. He's also a life coach and a children's book author. Josh, welcome to the show.
Good morning to the both of you.
Well, Ed, I'll turn it over to you and look forward to your conversation with Josh Page.
Hey, thanks, Hank. Good morning, Josh. How you doing?
Good morning, Ed. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, long time no talk. Just for our listeners today, Josh and I go way back. He's a client of the bank, but he's also been an important advisor. We have this group of young business leaders that help give us feedback about the bank's direction and all. So he's been a longtime associate and colleague of mine. So nice to talk to you again. And I guess we'll start, since I know a lot about you, but the folks on the radio do not. So can you share a little bit about some details about JP Electric and how business is going for you and the company in these hopefully late stage pandemic times that we're in?
Absolutely, absolutely. So believe it or not, today is the 10-year birthday for JP Electric & Son. We're having a big party at the office, and it just came to be about that I can be on the radio show today, but today is 10 years. So,
hey, happy birthday. Congratulations. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Thank you. So, back in 2011, we had the Halloween nor'easter where there was so much snow coming down at such a fast rate of speed, and there was so many leaves still left on the trees that knocked out power for a big part of Central Mass. I was working for a small company at the time, small electrical company, for only about 2 months, and my phone was ringing off the hook for generators to put people's power back to their house, to get wires back on their house. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna go out and start my own electrical business. And I told my wife, and I'm sure she thought I was crazy because I just stopped a 1.5-year company prior to joining that other electrical company. I had a small business and it didn't work out. And I said, Lindsay, I got to start my own business. You know, we're getting phone calls left and right, people on generators. I'm gonna get out on my own. So I started Joshua Page Electrician back then, me, myself, and a beat-up old Comcast van from New Bedford. And a couple months later, I hired my first apprentice. And about almost a year later, I took a Christmas vacation, me, my wife, and my son. And I came back after a week, and I said, all right, Nick, we're going to get back to work. He said, no, I quit. And I said, what? He said, no, I quit. I'm going to be an iron worker. And I said, man, you got to be kidding me. So, that was a huge letdown, but I didn't let it destroy me. I kept going. I kept working. 2013, we started JP Electric & Son. 2015, I purchased Rural Electric out of Fitchburg. And then 2017, I purchased Patriot Electric out of Concord, Mass. And so now here we are 10 years later. We have 16 employees. We have, 12 or 13 vehicles, thousands of clients all over the Commonwealth, and we're doing very, very well. And actually, we just bought our first building with the help of Fidelity Bank and Joanne Morris over there, who's fantastic and has helped me purchase the other two businesses and purchase this building. But we just moved in September 1st. And right on South Street in Fitchburg, we couldn't be happier. So a lot's changed in 10 years, but, man, it's been a wild ride.
You know, that's a great story. I listened to a podcast called How I Built This. And, they're interviewing folks who are entrepreneurs and startup people who talk about their struggles and successes and the ups and downs of starting a business. And, in a Reader's Digest version, you just gave us a glimpse into what life is like for someone who's putting their own equity capital and their own sweat equity on the line. So, that's what kind of the foundation of America right there. So thanks for sharing that.
Well, absolutely. To go back even a little bit further and why I don't give up and failure is not an option for me. When I was 13 years old, I lost my mother to cancer. She was 37. And I didn't like college. I didn't like school, and I knew I wasn't going to college. I was a C&D student. So I found out about this school that I only had to go to school 2 weeks out of the month. The other 2 weeks were in a trade. So I said, sign me up. That's where I want to go. And I always liked the animatronics and the makeup and the movies. So I figured cosmetology was going to be my trade. I was going to go to Monty Tech and go into cosmetology. Well, once I went into Cosmo and I figured out what it was really about, and I couldn't picture myself doing French tips, French braids, and manicures for the rest of my life, I said, all right, I got to find something else. So I had a lot of friends that went into electrical, and so I went into that trade. And high school wasn't easy for me. I ended up running away from my home twice. I was a C&D student. I was suspended, actually, my freshman year, sophomore year, and junior year. And it took until senior year for me to really wake up and say, you know what? I'm graduating this year. I've got nothing else. My mom has passed away. I don't live with my dad. I was living in the breezeway of my aunt's house. And I really had to find myself and really wake up. So about a week after graduating, I started with a big electrical company. I got my journeyman's license. I got my master's license. And then about 8-9 years later, I decided to go out on my own. And here we are today. But I don't give up. And you know, failure has always been the best education for me. You know, it doesn't come at a cheap cost, but it's always been my best education. And I learn from those mistakes, and I move forward, and I do better the next time.
You know, I can see here that I know we talked about this back when we were working together a little bit more closely about your aspiration to write a book, and I'll give you a chance to talk about that in a minute. But as you talk about your own career journey, I mean, you could write a book about grit. I mean, I just finished reading a book called Grit, and the people who are successful go through, they have the same mentality that you have. The failures are opportunities to learn. They never take no for an answer. That failure is not an option. Just keep on going. So, obviously you're doing a lot of things the right way. And you know, I guess you referenced your relationship with our bank and Joanne Morse, and you know as well, if not better than most, that our unique approach to banking we call life design banking. And there's a 4-step care process that helps folks like yourself, you know, make really good decisions to help you get where you want to be, and then we help you execute. I mean, can you share with the listeners a little bit about, you know, what that was like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I first started in business, I remember I needed a loan, right? I'm not going to mention the bank, but I wanted a loan, and I think it was like $50,000 just to get going, just to figure things out. And I'll never forget it because I sat down and they said, okay, we need you to be making at least $250,000 a year. And I said, I don't think you understand. I just need to borrow $50,000. And they said, yeah, but we need to show proof that you have $250,000 in the bank. And I said, no offense and due respect, but if I had $250,000 in the bank, I wouldn't need $50,000 from you. So why would I borrow? You know, this is silly. So I walked out of there, and you know, shortly thereafter, I found Fidelity, and I've learned, like with everything in life, I've learned a lot about transactions, and I've learned a lot about relationships. And relationships means the most to me, and that includes with any vendor, with my banker, with my insurance companies. I learned that at a very young age in business, and I think a lot of people don't get that relationships are key. And when you build that relationship, you can make that phone call and get things done a lot faster. Things are a lot more streamlined. And that's what I found with Fidelity Bank, that when I make a phone call, they respond. Joanne is fantastic. Everyone at the bank is John Pacheco is fantastic. I mean, when we need things done, it just takes a phone call. And I don't have to call the central operator and explain myself every single time like other banks. There was no love there. There was no relationship. Everything just seems so transactional. And Fidelity Bank is not like that at all. They're really in it for the relationship. They're really in it for life. They want you to be successful. And that's what I have found since day one. And like I said, I've worked with Fidelity on my purchase with Rural Electric. I went back again for my purchase with Patriot Electric. And obviously, I went back again for the purchase of my building. And I couldn't be happier.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you use the word love in that conversation about a bank. And, you know, that really resonates with us. Our mission statement says that we care deeply about your well-being, and we're going to use our heart and our heads to help you get where you want to be. And our logo is a heart. So we really mean it. You know, we love the work. We love helping people. And, you know, to have it come through your experience like that, you know, that's the best feedback we could ever get to keep on trying to get better at it. So thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
You know, with the few minutes we have left, if you give you a chance, if you'd like to talk a little bit about, just in case we run out, I'd like to start with the children's book series. I know you're not busy enough starting a business, running a business, being a dad, but you're writing books too. So we want to share that with us a little bit.
Yeah. So about 5 years ago, I was starting to do a lot of career day speaking at high schools with sophomores and juniors and just talking to them about different options. Everyone's got their own, you know, route in life. But I always feel like the default is if someone doesn't know what to do, just go to college. Just take a couple night classes. And college isn't a great fit for everyone. You know, you've got college, you've got military, you've got just a regular job, and you've got the trades. So I want to give kids an option. So I did a lot of career day speaking, and a lot of kids were really into it. But I said, you know, I think I'm at the wrong age. I think this is not too late, but just getting near the end of it. So I thought about it. My wife's a daycare owner in Templeton, very successful. And I said, you know, how can I get into the minds of the young generation, the young kids, to plant the seed that the trades are cool? So what I did is I wrote a children's book based between fourth and sixth grade reading level, all about career week at school, where one child doesn't know what their father does. So the book's going to be called What Does Your Daddy Do? He doesn't know, so he goes home and asks his dad, and his dad then explains to him all the cool things about his profession, where they eat, what they do, all the cool tools that they have. And then he comes back the next day at school and tells that to his teacher, and he says, you know, I really want to be that. So the first book is about being his father's an electrician, but then I want to create a series based on my mom's a plumber, my mom's a welder, my dad's a carpenter. And I really want to push it to the children to get that seed planted in the young mind that the trades are cool. You know, college is not the only option. There are other trades that are really cool. And I think we have a bad rap in the trades where we're dirty and we wear work boots and all of this. But the trades is fantastic. And to be honest, I've said this before in the past, the trades changed my life.
We are here with Ed Manzi and Josh, interested in hearing a little bit more about the books. And you had just told us how the trades had really changed your life.
Yes, absolutely. The trades, in my opinion, the trades definitely changed my life. And I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't go to Monty Tech or if I didn't go into being an electrician. So I really want this for the kids. I really want to plant that seed so that way they know that there's another option other than just college.
Yeah, that's a good way to wrap this up. I want to reinforce that point. I 100% agree with the theory that you're trying to explain to people. It's not college isn't for everyone, and that not only are the trades cool, but they are timeless. I mean, you know, we read a lot about artificial intelligence and robotics, and you know how it's going to change the place, the workforce, and take away jobs. There's no way to automate and robotic, you know, but use robots to do the things that we're talking about here. These are essential needs of life in America, and it's a good living too. I mean, look at the economy is on fire right now. I'm sure you've never been busier.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a shortage of talented people who do what you do and a lot and all the other trades. So I you know, we would love to be you know, continue the relationship and be part of that part of your successful future as well. And I want to just thank you again for sharing your story, a little bit of your story, and look forward to seeing you again around the neighborhood. Thanks a lot and have a great day.
Sounds good. Thank you. We'll see you guys.
All right, thank you, and our great thanks to Ed Manzi, the chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank. And his guest today was Josh Page. Joshua Page is the principal owner, JP Electric and Son. And as you heard, an entrepreneur who has also bought Rural Electric, Patriot Electric, and is writing these wonderful books as well, and a series of children's books to get people involved in the trades. Great conversation. You heard it here on Voice of Business, presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce and sponsored by Fidelity Bank.